So then the issue comes up, can you improve those odds, whatever they might be, 10%, 12%? What about the patient, for example, who might have a bunch of positive lymph nodes, 5 positive nodes or something like that, without any further treatment? What kind of chance of relapse would they be facing?
Well, women with multiple positive nodes, worst case scenario is a patient with perhaps 10 or more positive nodes. And going back to the computer model, I would venture that maybe if you did nothing other than surgery, the overall potential being disease-free might be in the 15 to 20% range.
So you may be looking anywhere from a 10% risk of recurrence up to an 80% or more chance of recurrence. Now, how is that affected by systemic drug treatment, and how do you decide what kind of drug treatment to recommend or consider?
Well, we have different types of drug treatment, and in this day and age, we have really three choices. One would be chemotherapy, one would be hormonal therapy, and the other would be trastuzumab or Herceptin. And these are not mutually exclusive, and we use them in different permutations and combinations depending on the individual patient and the individual patient's potential risk for recurrence.
So how do you make that decision or assess what kind of therapy to use or recommend?
We look at all of the parameters, and we look at the computer models. And if the patient has a tumor that is estrogen receptor positive and has negative lymph nodes, we look at the Oncotype DX assay. And we come up with projections from either the computer model or Oncotype DX, or in some cases both, because they may give divergent information, and then try to make a decision with the patient. And the patient is a partner in all of these decisions. How best to proceed? Obviously, some of the easier decisions are in patients with a large number of positive lymph nodes. Their prognosis is very guarded if they were to do nothing. And so our approach here would be to recommend strongly that they take chemotherapy. If they are also positive for hormone receptors after the conclusion of chemotherapy and after giving radiation therapy, because patients with multiple positive nodes should also receive radiation therapy, either to the breast if they've had a lumpectomy or to the chest wall if they've had a mastectomy. But in addition, they should receive radiation above and below the collarbone. So basically, for these very high-risk patients, we're talking about chemotherapy followed by radiation. If they're hormone receptor positive, they should go on hormonal therapy. And certainly, if they are HER2-new positive, they also should receive trastuzumab.